Welcome to Terai Mecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be studying Hosea Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. We once again continue with the themes of punishment, as well as the intense love that Hashem has for His people. And we find in the first verse, Ki Nar Yisrael Vo'avehu. Hashem compares Klal Yisrael to a Nar, to a young lad, Vo'avehu, and He loves them. Umemitzrayim karati lifnei, and in Egypt He called them my son, Bini Bechori Yisrael, you are my firstborn son, Israel. Here Hashem reminds the Jewish people of how when He first took them as a nation, they were young, the intensity of love. The commentators explain, Ki nar Yisrael v'aveihu, this is why Hashem loves the Jewish people, because they always look at themselves as a nar, as somebody young, somebody who's growing. Esav comes from the word asui, ready-made. Klal Yisrael understand that they always have to improve. They always have to grow. They always see themselves as young, full of potential. And Hosea continues in the next verse, Kiru lahem kein halchu mipneihem. And because of Hashem's love for them, He sent prophets to call to them to continue this relationship of love. But what happened was, Kein hachu mipneihem, labalim yisabechu, lapsilim yikateru. To the extent that He went to call them to bring Him closer, to that extent the people left and served idols and refused to listen. And Hashem says in the third verse, V'anochi tirgalti lefrayim. I sent them in a very pleasant way, a leader. Kachem az rotai. I sent them, Moshe Rabbeinu, to literally carry them on his arms. V'lo yadu ki rifatim. But they didn't realize that all this love, all this special attention was coming from me. This pasuk is quoted by Rashi in Parashat Vayechi. When Yaakov Avinu was about to bless Ephraim and Manasseh, and he sees the terrible leaders that will come from them, Yosef HaTzadik davens for mercy that his father should still bless the children. And this pasuk is used, V'anochi tirgalti l'Ephraim. I have been able to pleasantly be able to see and to bring back Ephraim, to take them on my arms, that Yaakov Avinu was able to take them within his arms, as the Chumash describes, and to bless them. We continue in the fourth verse, Bechavle Adam Am Shechem. We see here Hashem's love. He says, I have driven you with the cords of love to follow Hashem. Am Shechem Bavotot Ava, I brought you with the cords of love. And we know that Hashem specifically brought the Jewish people down to Egypt with the cords of love, by having Yosef come down rather than Bishal Shalot Shal Barzel, rather than in chains of iron. Hashem always leads us with love, even in challenging times. And He continues with this love. Ve'yelahem kimurmei ol alecheyem. Hashem says, I am like the farmers that raise the yoke over the jaws of the animals to give them a little bit more slack. Vatei lavochil, that I've given you food to eat. Hashem always takes care of us. In the desert, He gave us the manna. He always helps us out. However, the Jewish people refused to listen. And lo yashuv el Eretz Yisrael, when they were told, you'll never go back to Egypt, now they have to go back as a punishment. Vashur hu malko, and Assyria comes and is forced to be their leader. Kimanu lashuv, because they refuse to repent. And the destruction continues in the next verse, verse 6. V'chala cherub ba'arav. Arav, Hashem is going to send a sword in their cities. V'chilta badav, and their villages are going to be consumed. V'achla, and totally eaten. And it all comes in Motzotehem from Klal Yisrael's own designs and own sins. And He describes in verse 7, Va'amit lu'im l'meshuvati, the people waver, should they return to me or not? They're not quite sure, even with these punishments. Vel al yikra'uhu, even when the prophets come and say, call out to God. Yachad lo yiromeim. But no one is able to come together to call out to the greatness of Hashem. Here, Hosea is describing the challenge that Hashem has. He's given them, he's shown them so much love, so much attention, and they refuse to listen. There is no other option but to bring destruction. However, and this is the theme we've seen over and over again, Hashem says in verse 8, Ech etnech Ephraim, how can I give you over? Am genecha Yisrael, how can I give you over to another nation? Ech etnech Adma simech Kitzfoim, how can I turn you over? Like Adma and Tzfoim, who were cities that were part of the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. Nefach alai libi, my heart becomes overturned in mercy for the people. Yacha nichmaru nichumai, inside I am totally, my mercies are kindled. And that Hashem says, how can I do all these terrible things to the Jewish people? And we know that this is coming from the fact that Hashem says, I will, any good promise I make, I will never rescind. So when Hashem says, I've given you good promises, yes, I have to destroy you, but yes, I also have to keep you around and I have to love you and shelter you because I made these promises. And therefore, lo asnech haron api, I will not completely destroy you. Lo ashuv l'shachet Ephraim, I will not completely wipe out Ephraim. Kikel anochi, because I am a God. V'lo ish, and not a person. And when I make those promises of good, I have to hold by them. B'kirbech kadosh v'lo avo be'ir. Within me, Hashem says, I can hold this anger within me. The holiness is found within Hashem. And he makes a promise, V'lo avo ba'ir, I will not go to Yerushalayim Shalmala, the Yerushalayim of above, until he returns to the Yerushalayim of below. And then we have in verse 10 and 11, a vision of the future. That acharei Hashem yelechu karyei yishag, in the future, Hashem is going to roar like a lion that's going to bring all the animals of the jungle together. Ki yishag v'yichradu vanim miyam. And Hashem will either cause a great miracle or bring a prophet or do something major that will have all the children tremble and bring them from the west. One almost wonders what's going on now with the virus and the surge of Aliyah, whether we have an inkling of what this means, that there is this line roaring to wake up the people to return. Yechridu kitzipur mimitzrayim, they will tremble like a bird from Egypt, ukiyonah, and from a dove me'eretz Ashur, from the land of Assyria. Uvel vehoshavtim al bateim num Hashem, and I will bring them back to their homes, to their resting place, says Hashem. We know that Mitzrayim represents those who are totally entrapped, as we've spoken about, in their physical desires. Usher, they're those who are entrapped in their mindset, in their visions of Kfira, of not believing in Hashem. Those who both have physical distance from Hashem, as well as spiritual challenges and questions about Hashem, both of them will come back like birds with a homing instinct to return back to their home, back to the place of the original love between Hashem and his people. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.